Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. It seems that people are always returning. That is, returning themselves to the place that they have left. Most like to return home for the holidays. We seek to return to our roots or return to our country of our heritage. We return because we feel a connection, a need to be there, as if that is where we belong. In the Bible, there are a lot of passages focusing on returning. The vast majority of them are focused on the return from one sort of exile to another. It is interesting that the exile is always from the same country and return is always back to the same country, Israel, the promised land. This is the return from exile motif that we have been doing throughout the season of Lent. So what are you looking to return from? Or maybe another way of putting that question is, why are you here so early this morning? Why is this place, why here now, today, at this hour? As some were saying in the narthex, it's a sunrise service, but where is the sun? What are you looking for? You must be seeking something in particular on a day like today, on an hour like this. Because as any pastor will tell you, we don't get the kind of crowds like we do on Easter all year round. I suppose some of you are here because it is the traditional thing to do, expected on Easter Sunday. My parents always made sure we were in church on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, and I'm carrying on the tradition. Maybe your family has a rule or a mandate, no church, no ham. Some of you are here because you always are here every Sunday. So today is no different, except for breakfast that will follow. But why are you really here? What are you really looking for? Are you looking for the end of a journey? Or are you looking for home? Maybe you are here because you are home for the holiday and your family always goes to church together on Easter. Maybe you are here because you're unable to be at home and church on Easter Sunday reminds you of your home and your family. Maybe church and the people here are your home and your family in Christ. There is something about this day and about this place that always reminds us of home, and rightly so. Or have you not heard? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I'll keep you awake. The unfortunate truth remains, you see, however, that we spend most of our days looking for home elsewhere. I'm not talking about our church attendance, even though it's related. I'm referring to our focus upon things of the world. We look around us. We look to the things of the world as if they truly matter. We look to this world as if it was truly our home. And while that may seem like a small matter on the surface, in reality it means that we are like Mary Magdalene on that first Easter, what's recorded in our gospel text today. The first place we go to seek Jesus is a tomb. We look for him among the dead. We focus upon the tangibles, the disposables, the perishables, and the mortal. We seek Jesus among the dead. We treat the pit of the tomb as if it were our home, and it is not. Why would Mary Magdalene, and as we know from the other Gospels, the other women, go to the graveyard to see Jesus? Oh, I know. We always talk about how they were doing their duty by going out to anoint the body, to properly prepare his body for burial. We speak of their bravery heading out so early in the morning and the rest of the disciples hiding in locked rooms for fear of the Jews to come and crucify them as well. We talk of their devotion to the Son of God, but this truth remains the same. They believed that Jesus was dead. They went to the tomb to see Jesus because the tomb is the home for dead people. Why did they seek Jesus among the dead? You see, it's because death is the land of exile for mankind. Sin has made it so. Death is the reality we all face. Yes, it is true that we fight it. We deny it. We do all we can to put it off. But in reality of our sin is death. Death is our land of exile. The grave is our wilderness home. You can eat healthy. You can work out. You can see the best doctors. Eliminate stress. And be in touch with your inner self. Yet you will still die. Such is the devastation wrought by sin in our world and in our beings. In the Garden of Eden, man willingly brought sin into the world. But who knew that sin would bring its partner death with him? And not the sanitized death of our American culture, rather the brutal, agonizing, weeping, and gnashing of teeth kind of death that is the result of being separated from God. Death that is everlasting condemnation. Death that is suffering beyond comparison. Death that is the great enemy that no man can overcome. Our sin has sent us to the land of exile, this land of death. We are in exile, that is, in a death, both physical and spiritual. We are in exile with no ability to escape and no hope to return. Small wonder that we live as if the tomb is our home. Yet for this reason, God sent His Son, His one and only Son, His only begotten Son, into this world. Jesus came to rescue us from our land of wandering, from our deadly exile, from reality of death itself. This is the exile from which Christ has freed us and brought us and renewed us. Jesus overcame the twin forces of sin and death. Jesus hung on a cross to bear our sin, suffering, bleeding His holy blood and dying as the all-availing sacrifice. He conquered there Satan as He provided the sacrifice required and cleansed us from all guilt and from shame. For this God sent His Son. For this Jesus faced death in our place and finished the work God promised He would do. And for this He was laid in a tomb as if a lifeless corpse, but a lifeless corpse with a promise. The women who went to the tomb that first Easter morning were focused not on the promise. They were focused on the corpse. They went to see Jesus among the dead. They were living as if the grave was their home and the end of their journey. But you know the good news. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek Jesus in the tomb? He is not here. He is risen just as He had said. The tomb was empty just as Jesus had promised. The tomb was not Christ's home. Only for 3 short days did the grave hold Him. As Jesus rested from all the work that He had done on Good Friday, on the Sabbath Saturday, and rose again the 8th day for our salvation. The grave, the pit, was not and would not be His dwelling place. The land of exile with sin and death, Satan's wilderness, could not contain Him. He is not there. He is risen Or have you not heard? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Do you realize what this means? If the tomb is not Christ's home, then the tomb is not the home of those who are joined to Jesus either. Christ has been victorious over sin, over death, and over the devil. He has shared his victory with us. Christ paid the price and overcame the ancient foe, and we are rescued from the wilderness that is death, that is. We are restored to our God, and we are returned from the land of exile because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Welcome home. The tomb is empty. It is no longer our focus because it is no longer our home. We no longer live our lives fatalistically. We no longer wander through this world with the attitude that we just plug along until we die. We no longer live as those exiled in land of suffering and death. The tomb is empty. People, did you hear that? The tomb is empty, for Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. We do not seek for Jesus among the dead, nor do we live our lives as those who have no hope. For the tomb is empty. He is risen, and so also shall we rise. This world is confusing. This world is uncomfortable and difficult. This world is heavy and overwhelming. This world still seeks our attention and our citizenship. But this world is not our home. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. The tomb is empty, and we live our lives as children of God, walking through a strange land. We are the living children of God on a journey through this world. We focus not on the right or to the left. We are not distracted by the glamour and the glitz and the glitter, nor are we overcome by the pain and the sorrow and darkness. We walk with eyes focused not on the tomb, but on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one who has returned us to the right relationship with our Father in heaven. And we walk with our eyes focused not on the land of death, but on the open gates to life and it everlasting. Welcome home, dear friends in Christ. So glad you came, for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. These are such beautiful words, and I am so privileged to speak them to you today. Welcome home. The tomb of Christ is empty. He is not here. He is risen, and we shall rise also. Welcome home. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.